الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on managing of time, because this is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu will ask us about, is what we did with the time. Sometimes when I teach this time management class, I begin by asking people if they think they are good time managers. So obviously some people will raise their hand. I ask the question, how many of you are good time managers? So people raise their hand. So I tell them, if you are a good time manager, give me 15 minutes more today. Since you can manage time, give me 15 minutes more. Obvious answer is you can't. So my answer normally is, I say that we cannot manage time because we try to manage time. Time cannot be managed by us. Time is a factor of the revolution of the earth. So until you can do something about that, you can't manage time. What you can manage is yourself. You can manage your activities, you can manage your timetable, you can manage your priorities. So time management is actually a misnomer, because we cannot manage time. So time management is actually life management, it's not time management. And people are unable to manage time because it can't be managed. So therefore, what we are talking about since the last 2 days is how to manage ourselves. So we talked about the basis of managing ourselves, which is to fix a life goal. Then we talked about the time log, and we talked about the time effective time calculation. And yesterday I mentioned something about change of lifestyle, because it's a very, very critical thing. We think that time management is about writing a diary, or time management is about having an organizer or a planner on the computer or on your phone. It's none of that. Those are tools, and we will talk about tools. Tools cannot help you if your lifestyle does not support what you are trying to do. You can have all the diaries in the world, it won't give you 1 minute more in your day. We have to actually manage ourselves. And we talked about yesterday of how to increase effective time. And I showed you how you can effectively double your lifespan in the same, you can have 2 years in every year. And in that context, I mentioned to you that what you need to do is to manage your, what you do with the spare time. Now, two other things to add to that today. One is managing your friends. And by friends, I don't mean the friends list on Facebook or your phones. I mean, yesterday I told you that get out of all social media, because it's all of it is nonsense and a complete waste of time. So there's no question of... I read a nice joke the other day. Somebody said that some guy on Facebook died, and At his funeral, there were three people. So his mother said, but this is very strange, he had 15,000 friends on Facebook. So, you know, where are they? And that is the reality of these kinds of things. It's very strange. And in that Facebook thing, let me also bring in our smartphones. It's very strange that tools of communication, which should have enhanced our ability to communicate, have actually reduced our ability to communicate. Thanks to the smartphone, we have a situation where we are sitting with people and yet we are not there. We are in our own world. We are sitting with people, with families, right? We all joke about this, and we say how people are sitting there, four of them, all four are looking at their phones. So even when you are physically with somebody, you are not with them. It's a paradox, because the tool is supposed to help you. So telephone is a communication tool. Facebook is a communication tool. Twitter, this, that, social media are supposed to communicate, supposed to connect people. But instead of that, they have actually resulted in distancing ourselves from each other. If we did not have those phones, when we are sitting with people, what would you do? You would talk to them. And what else will you do? You can't sit there and look at their face. So at least there would be some communication. You would get to know each other. You would see each other face to face. You would ask questions. They had questions and so on. But because of the phones, We are comfortable living in our own worlds, and we do not, we do not look at each other. If somebody read a book, just think about this, if you were sitting together and somebody picked up a book and read, you would consider this to be extremely rude behavior. I mean, if you are sitting all together, how is it you are reading a book by yourself? I mean, it's very rude. It's, but when somebody looks at a phone, we accept it. How is it any different? That's also very rude behavior. So, the issue of how much time it takes, today, may Allah forgive us, the first thing you do when you open your eyes is look at a phone. The last thing you do before you close your eyes is look at the phone. Right? And it's not as if you are looking at the phone, first thing you open your eyes and it opens on, the page of the Quran and you are reading something. It opens on some social media nonsense. This is our life. So managing friends is an extremely important thing, and Rasulullah ﷺ gave us the framework for that. He said, who is a good friend? He said, a good friend is the one who reminds you of Allah. He is the one who reminds you of your own akhirah, that you have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is somebody who you learn something new from. Right? Now I, from my side, I add one more. Not adding to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's list, but one thing from my side, which is a good friend is also somebody who you would like to, or at least you would not hesitate to introduce to your parents and your teachers. That is a good friend. Somebody you don't, you would be happy to introduce that friend to your parents, introduce that friend to your teachers. You're not ashamed of that. So somebody who reminds you of Allah, somebody who reminds you of the akhirah, that one day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody you learn something new from, and someone you do not hesitate to introduce to your parents and to your teachers. This is a good friend. So what I suggest is we need to look at our friends list and we say who fits in here, and whoever does not fit in there, remove them. Not just from the list, remove them from your life, because they are people who are not going to take you in the right direction to the right place. Now, sometimes many people think that, but you see, I can correct good people. I mean, I can correct bad people, and I can do this and I can do that. I'm sure many of you have heard, one rotten apple spoils the barrel. I mean, this is a famous saying. But have you ever heard the barrel full of good apples cures a rotten apple? You've not heard that. One rotten apple can spoil the whole barrel, but a barrel full of good apples cannot straighten one rotten apple. Because that is the reality of life. I'm not saying that no good person can correct somebody who is, on the wrong path, but it's a safe assumption to make about yourself and say that I am not that good person. So let me stay away. You are safer staying away from bad company than being in bad company trying to correct that bad company. It's much more likely that the bad company will spoil you rather than the other way around, that you will correct the bad company. Second thing is, the good thing about being in good company is the fact that doing good things becomes easier. So for example, if you are with a group of people who are particular about Salah, then at the time of Salah, they also pray, you also pray. Even if you were not so inclined to begin with, if they all go to the masjid, you will also go to the masjid. If they are all people who are women who are wearing hijab, then if you are the only one not wearing hijab, you will feel odd. If you wear hijab, you will feel supported, you will feel comfortable. Right, and vice versa. You are with a bunch of people, and you are the only person with a hijab. Then you will feel odd. Right, you will feel odd, and maybe they will even tell you, why are you wearing this thing, and so on, so on, so on. So you get into it. And similarly with Salah and so on and so forth. So if you are in good company, it enables you to be good. If you are in bad company, the opposite. So if we want to save our time, we have to look at the kinds of friends that we spend our time with. And secondly, we have to do something about the screen addiction to phones. And I'm saying phones because today computers, iPads, laptops, all this has become redundant. You know, once in a while you go and sit in the office. Otherwise, normally, even work, I mean, I do most of my work on the phone. So even my work I do on the phone. So, but make sure that there is a place for it. I mean, I'm not saying throw the phone into a pit. No, there's a place for the phone, alhamdulillah. So by all means, use the phone in the right place. But being addicted to it, constantly with the phone. Many times, you know, I see people, the minute in salah, the minute you say salam alaikum, salam, before astaghfirullah, phone comes out of the phone, out of the pocket. What is that? You were getting a message from Malakul Maut or something. What is on this phone? Why must it be the first thing that comes out of your pocket before you have even said astaghfirullah, before you have recited the azkar, ayatul kursi, nothing. First thing out of the pocket. Ajeeb hai. Why bring the phone to the masjid in the first place? To do what? I mean, in Fajr I bring, that's the only time. Otherwise, I never bring the phone. This because I record this stuff on it. So seriously, we have to look at ourselves and say, what is it that I am doing with my time? Because this is where time goes. Everyone has got the same 24 hours. Nobody has got 1 minute more. Nobody can get 1 minute more. So if we do this, inshallah, as I explained to you, I did the calculation and showed you yesterday, that you can actually effectively, in terms of effective time, you can double your lifespan, which means you have twice the amount of time that you have. Now imagine if you that now that you have double the amount of time, what all you can do with that time. Simply doing dhikrullah, what is the value of one subhanallah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one subhanallah, if you say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plant a tree for you in Jannah, and he said the width of the shade of that tree is such that if a horse gallops under that shade for 500 years, he will not clear the shade. Okay? One subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sulaiman alayhi salam was going somewhere, flying through the air with his army, and there was an ordinary farmer or somebody standing, and he saw him going and said, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Sulaiman alayhi salam to hear this. Sulaiman alayhi salam descended and he came to the man and he said, what did you say? So the man got frightened because he, you know, he hears this whole army and the king and the Nabi. So he said, I'm sorry, I didn't say. No, he said, no, you said something I heard. Say it again. The man said, I looked at you going and I said, subhanallah. So Sulaiman alayhi salam said, wallahi, that one subhanallah has more value than everything which I have. Okay? Subhanallah, ajib. Imagine that instead of spending your time staring at the phone, if you say subhanallah. And this is only the basic, the beginning. And beyond this is everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibrahim alayhi sallam said that, and he's talking about people of Jannah. Ibrahim alayhi sallam said that Jannah is a flat plain. There is nothing in it. What comes into that Jannah is what you put there. Otherwise, it's a space, real estate. Now, what do you want? What do you want in that Jannah? You want rivers, you want streams, you want palaces, you want, you know, wildlife, you want trees, you want forests. What is it you want? That is up to you. What you do will decide what is in this Jannah. And what we do is not going to happen when we are in the qabr. It has to happen now. And that now means the same 24 hours, and that time has to come out of the same 24 hours. There's no extra time for anybody. Same 24 hours has to bring this time. So we have to change our lifestyles. We must do something about friends, and we must do something about the phones. Let us not live in a world as if we don't exist in this world, stuck in this phone or something like this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to give priority to what has priority and to take away those things which do not have priority from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.